and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Fawn Fritzen. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were, or are, some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides some background about the live music performed that evening. Here's another surprise from Steve as he highlights some of the music of internationally acclaimed artist Van Morrison. Steve explains that while he is not considered a jazz artist, Van Morrison's association with jazz and its musicians and composers reach back to the onset of his storied career. He brings the jazz aesthetic to his music through instrumental inventions and his vocal delivery of his mentor Mose Allison's thought-provoking songs. Here is Steve Gedrose.
Hi, everyone. Welcome and thanks for coming out to Jazz UConn's Jazz in the Hall show here at the Old Fire Hall for March 2016. We really appreciate your support of live jazz in the Yukon. This evening, Leith Hill's Sudden School Project will entertain us. Leith has long been a jazz fan, and way back in the early 70s, he was introduced to some music that influenced both his music making and listening. The artist was Van Morrison, actually Sir Van now, as he was knighted earlier this year. And that initial album that Leith was turned on to is called Hard Knows the Highway from 1973. I'm sure a lot of us remember that one. Leith's been a fan ever since. Trying to boil down Van Morrison's long and varied career into these few minutes has been a real challenge. I'd like to share a few tunes from his huge musical catalog, which includes, and I've read conflicting counts, either 35 or 36 studio albums. This does not take into account his various live recordings. Though it would be incorrect to call Morrison a jazz artist, his music has been strongly influenced by American musicians. His musical tastes were formed early in life with help from his father, who had what at the time was one of the largest record collections in Ulster, his home province in Northern Ireland. His father's records exposed him to various musical genres and artists, such as the folk music of Woody Guthrie, the blues of Muddy Waters, the gospel of Mahalia Jackson, the country music of Hank Williams and Jimmy Rogers, and the jazz of Charlie Parker. These early influences got under his skin, and by age 13, Morrison was a traveling musician playing guitar and sax with a number of local bands in his native Ireland. In the late 1970s, Morrison lived in upstate New York and spent time with members of the band. It was during this time that he acquired the nicknames Belfast Cowboy and Van the Man, which have remained with him throughout his career. Morrison has collaborated with an endless list of performers, several of whom have strong jazz connections, such as singers and keyboardists Georgie Fame and Mose Allison. He's had a 40-year-plus association with saxophonist, composer, arranger, and former bandleader for Mr. James Brown, Pee Wee Ellis. Ellis has worked as an arranger, musical director, and guest soloist, bringing his brand of jazz, funk, and soul to the mix. Another major influence and collaborator is the great Ray Charles. The two sang Morrison's song Crazy Love on Charles' Genius Loves Company CD from 2004. Morrison cites both Charles and soul singer Solomon Burke as being essential to his musical persona. Morrison has said that he believes in the jazz improvisational technique of never performing a song the same way twice. He doesn't perform a concert from a preconceived set list, but chooses songs that feel right in the moment. I'd like to begin tonight in the 1980s with a track from Van's Poetic Champions Compose, released in 1987. Morrison originally intended this album to consist of wholly jazz instrumental works, but later said, when I did 3 numbers, I thought, no, I don't want to do that. I changed my mind. Nonetheless, the album does include these 3 instrumentals, Spanish Steps, Celtic Excavation, and Allow Me. Morrison was quoted during this period as saying, psychologists will tell you that artists have to be in a state of despair before they can produce great work. But I don't think that. In my case, I know it doesn't create better work. I produce better work if I'm content. I can't create that feeling if I'm in a state of conflict. Irish author Johnny Rogan felt that this recording shows Morrison's commitment to creating a more contemplative style of music. And what came across on this particular album was Morrison's heightened sense of ecstasy, purification, and renewal. I'd like to sample his instrumental for you now. Celtic Excavation is the name of this tune, featuring Van on alto saxophone. Number one, please, Jim. Celtic Excavation there from Poetic Champions Compose. One of my favorite collaborations is the record that Morrison released in 1996 called Tell Me Something, the songs of Mose Allison. Mose Allison is a piano player, songwriter, and vocalist who uses influences from jazz and blues in his work. Like Morrison, he was drawn to music early in his life, having written his first song at the age of 13. He's written a number of classic songs, including Your Mind's on Vacation, which includes the vocal line, "You know, if silence was golden, you couldn't raise a dime because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime." I just love that. Van apparently does too, because he's been a fan for many years. Morrison recorded these songs in a single day using either the first or second takes. The aforementioned Pee Wee Ellis arranged the horns for this record, as well as jazz singers and keyboard players Georgie Fame and Ben Sidran both make appearances. The song that I'd like to sample is a blues written by Allison, originally recorded on his The Word from Mose album from 1964. I think Van really captures Allison's quirky vocal delivery on this track. This is called One of These Days from Tell Me Something, the Songs of Mose Allison. So this is number two, please, Jim. One of These Days.
One of these days I'm gonna get things right. I'm gonna start doing my business in the daylight. One of these days, you know I'm gonna get things right. I'm gonna start doing my business out in the broad daylight. One of these days I'm gonna get things straight. I'm gonna stop acting like a reprobate. One of these days, you know, I'm gonna get things straight. I'm gonna stop staying out late at night. Yeah, acting like a reprobate. Got to get in step. It won't be long before I need some help. One of these days, you know, I've got to get in step. Way things are going, baby, I'll soon be needing help. One of these days I've got to go back home. I'm gonna sit on my front porch and compose a poem. One of these days, you know, I've got to go back home. I'm gonna sit down on my front porch, rock away, compose a poem.
One of These Days. Guy Barker takes the trumpet solo on that track. My third sample is a tune called Rough God Goes Riding from The Healing Game, released in 1997. According to biographer Clinton Halen, this record signaled a return to the religious and spiritual preoccupations that had driven Morrison's work throughout the 80s. Reviewer William Ruhlman states that Morrison presents the same kind of material he's been giving us for decades now, mid-tempo tunes paced by warm, graceful horn charts in which he evokes passion and spirituality, largely through the use of nature imagery and rhythmic repetition. This track also includes Van's longtime partner, Pee Wee Ellis, on baritone sax, with Morrison on harmonica and vocals. It's Morrison's long-held belief that it's not the words one uses, but the force of conviction behind those words that matters. I guess that kind of explains his less-than-perfect diction. This is number three, please, Jim. This is Rough God Goes Riding from The Healing Game.
Victims.
between half-truth and victimization. Fighting back with counterattacks. It's when the room goes riding. When the room goes gliding. People in glass houses throwing stones. Gaping wounds that will never heal. Now they're moaning like a dog in a manger. It's when that rope goes riding. And then rope
goes riding from The Healing Game from 1997. For my final sample, I'd like to take a tune from Van Morrison's Born to Sing, No Plan B CD from 2012, his second release on the famed Blue Note record label. The album was recorded live in the studio in his hometown of Belfast, Northern Ireland. It features a six-piece band with Morrison on vocals, piano, guitar, and alto saxophone. Some of these songs reflect on the current worldwide financial crisis. Morrison has stated that he felt the need to comment on what he perceives as the worldwide preoccupation with money, materialism, income equality, and the greed that has poisoned society. While further remarking, I'm not proselytizing, it's not some kind of manifesto. Songs are just ideas, concepts, and you just put the mic there and go. Morrison described this album title by saying, well, it's about doing what you are meant to do and no frills. Like Mose Allison said about me, if you want to look it up, there's no smoke or mirrors, there's no lights, it is what you get. That's basically what you get. I'm not a tap dancing act, it's just singing. So this one's number four, please, Jim. This is called If in Money We Trust, from Born to Sing, No Plan B.
The dust, and it's not enough. If the money you trust, but it's not enough, then you bite the dust. If the money you trust.
Where's God? Where's God? Where's God?
trust. If the money we trust, no substitute, no substitute, no substitute. When God is dead, and it's not enough, then in money you trust. Call the bluff. When God is dead and money not enough, and what do you trust when it's not enough?
Alistair White on the trombone, If in Money We Trust. I hope that you've enjoyed this brief foray into the music of Van Morrison. Thanks very much.
We hope you enjoyed this episode and agree Van Morrison remains a friend to jazz audiences with his animated horn sections and introspective lyrics. Long may he ride. We recorded this presentation in March 2016. To go out, we have another song from Van Morrison's Born to Sing No Plan B album. It's his self-penned composition, Pagan Heart, from 2012. My pagan heart.
soul. Gotta go to the holy wood when the sun is good. Under your skin, it tastes like wine in the evening tide. Down by the crossroads, down by the crossroads, my pagan heart, my pagan soul.
This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon. Jazz Yukon is a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented live by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Jim Holland. Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Fawn Fritzen. Thank you for listening.